Hello, how y'all doing? Let me tell y'all about a situation. I'm gonna tell you about a situation that how somebody tried to. I'm gonna tell you dealing at work, not at my job, at my past job. How they tried to demote. They demoted a GM because they didn't like the way how he was running the store, and they was bringing somebody in. And the funny thing about it, I don't really know the big time details, but the point of I'm getting to, they didn't like how he was running the store. So they got somebody trained up, or maybe he even helped that person get trained to take his position. He got demoted and put on hourly. They didn't put him on Salas, assistant manager. They got him hourly. All right, cool. Because they said he wasn't doing a good job. He wasn't at work like he supposed to do. And he on salary. So, rain or shine, he was still getting paid. And the person they brought up in there was supposed to be better than him. Be more at work. And basically, that's their star player. Come to find out, the person stole $6,000. So, y'all wanted this person to come out do somebody that y'all thought that wasn't a good GM, wasn't doing what they supposed to do, but y'all sending somebody up in there to steal from y'all. So now y'all have no GM. The man that y'all demoted is still there working, but the guy who stole all the money of $6,000 is gone. Like, ain't that karma? Like, you didn't like this GM. You didn't like how the GM was doing their thing. But you end up getting somebody worse than the GM. At least he wasn't stealing. You know what I'm saying? At least he wasn't stealing. Man ain't been there that long. And man stole about $6,000, I heard. Ain't that karma? Huh? Ain't that really karma? Like, you trying to be dirty. I guess you was giving the person chances. And then think about it, you a supervisor. Bring somebody in to steal from your store. Don't you look foolish. You know who you are. And know who I'm talking about. That's so funny. Like, at the end of the day, karma is magnificent. You try to be dirty. You try to do what you gotta do, then you get messed over, and the store get messed over. Who fault is that? You know? But that's how it is. People think that's that 80-20 rule. You know, you think you got 80, but maybe the person need to tighten up or need to do what they need to do, but they ain't really doing it. Or doing all they do, but not doing that extra. But you end up getting that 20. You got somebody came up in there and robbed you blind. So at the end of the day, who really won? Did the store really won? No, it didn't. It got money stolen. Spent time and money training the person. Hopefully y'all got your money by prosecuting the person. Or probably had to take it as a write-off. No telling. But at the end of the day, you did the most, and then you got money stolen from your store. You know, that's what happens. You know, that's the thing. You don't win when you play dirty. When you play dirty, you don't win. All you know what happened? You just look like a fool, and you get money stolen. With that said, hopefully you learn from that. Hopefully you learn from that lesson. You put your faith in somebody that you thought that was going to do what they got to do. But only they did is stole from you and put it. They just put on a show for you. Come to find out they was a thief in the beginning. Taking that money in their back pocket. With that said, hopefully you learned something. Please subscribe. Please hit that like button. Hit that share. Put it on your social media. do a comment. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Y'all have a good day. Learn something. Peace.